You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Susie Boone. Do you know the name?
Yes, I do.
The Adventures of Susie Boone.
That's right.
Perhaps you're an addict of Susie Boone. Perhaps you have yet to discover Susie Boone. Kura, hi, how are you?
Hi, mate. Good, thanks. How are you?
Robert, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Roberto.
I didn't get my O out. You didn't let me get the O out.
That's all right.
Roberto, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, good, good. You guys are the lead actor and the director of The Adventures of Susie Boone, which has been a web series, which has slowly permeated into the culture of the land and is about to kick off another season.
Yes.
How exciting. Tell us about, for people who may not have cruised into it or been led into it or just are a little bit slow on the uptake, what is The Adventures of Susie Boone?
Well, it's a story about a woman called Susie Boone. So Roberto here wrote a monologue about 5 years ago Six years ago.
I know, time flies.
For a theatre show, and he wrote this quite serious monologue about a woman called Susie Boone.
Quite dramatic.
Gave him a lot of stick trying to come into New Zealand from
when
Brazil.
When I first arrived to New Zealand. You
know? You're foreign, obviously, Roberto. And so that was an issue for us? Or what?
Well, it was 15 years ago, so I came from Brazil. That's, you know.
So you came over here with your devil sticks and your hacky sacks. And
absolutely, to steal your jobs and, you know, marry your women and things like that. And as you do. And I was taken by immigration and interviewed by this woman called Susie. And obviously, it was a bit traumatic at the time. And when I wrote this monologue for Quitter, it was a little bit too serious. And
it obviously scarred you mentally forever.
Just for a little while. But then, by the time we did the monologue, I was like, we should just laugh about it. And then Quitter got together with Tom Sainsbury.
Yep.
And
And then we turned it into a comedy. And on opening night, I was like, I'm so sorry, Roberto. Like, we've turned your traumatic moment into a crack up.
surely that's better in the long run, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. so much better.
Cathartic.
Yeah, and then we went from there, turned it into a web series on no money, and then Roberto, and then it sort of started getting a bit of a cult following, and then now we're on to the second season.
So when you say you turned it into a web series, what did that entail? Because that's sort of that's the deal nowadays, isn't it? You know, the networks don't seem to want to pick up anything fresh straight off the bat, so you have to web series it out for a wee while, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So how do you do that? Like, how do you assemble actors and pay cameramen and do that sort of stuff?
Well, this was...
Book tokens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 6 years ago, when we did the first season, that web series were a new thing. Not many people knew what they were, and there were not many out there. So we kind of did it for no money. No one got paid, really. But they believed in the work. That's what it's all about.
And we just checked it on YouTube, eh?
Yeah, it was just on YouTube for a while, and then it had a few seasons in different platforms, and now lives on TVNZ On Demand. And it was just like we made into a bunch of festivals, like web festivals around the world. Wow. Could have got nominated for Best Actress in, you know, a few
times. Didn't win, though.
Nomination's just wonderful, though, Kura. You ungrateful, bloody...
No, it's all about the nomination,
I
want to
win.
Babe.
Your time will come.
Okay.
One day, babe.
Thanks,
maybe
guys.
It's season two. Maybe this season now we'll be done.
I'm
going to
give up.
So that's awesome. That's cool. That's all taking all the right steps, isn't it?
Yeah, it took me 5 years to manage to do a second season and get money to do it. But TVNZ gave us a little bit of money. I did a crowdfunding campaign and we got a little bit more. Not crazy.
We managed to have lunch on set. Yeah.
We had
lunch. It was pretty fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we shot.
Keep your energy up.
We shot 6 episodes in 3 days. So.
Yeah, I like that sort of television.
It was good.
That tells me strong writing. That's what that suggests to me. That suggests me a strong script that everyone's on board with.
Yep.
And just boom, 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 boom.
Totally. And I mean, I was very lucky. I had amazing actors. Kuda, you know, Tom Sainsbury, Jennifer Ward Leland, Sheena Irvin, you know, Kate Sims, a bunch of great people. So, you know, real pros. So it wasn't really, for them, it's just like, yeah, whatever. But it was a lot of fun to work on. And we're really lucky and really happy to put it out there for watch. It's really funny. You should check it out.
So Susie Boone is she's a customs or just customs, not security or which one?
In the first season, she's a customs. She's training to be an immigration officer.
Ooh. Yeah.
And she sucks at it, and everyone's really mean to her. And so she takes off to go to Brazil.
On the Norway.
But I see.
Season two.
Yeah. She doesn't have the right visas, which is weird because she's an immigration officer. So she ends up in prison.
In Brazil.
Yeah. So the whole season is...
Season two is in prison in Brazil.
I have friends that have been in prison in Brazil. And it sounds really, really average.
Yeah.
sounds like, although, you know what they were doing? They were doing hackers. To get the attention of the guards, and the guards just thought they were mental.
I thought you meant they were doing hackers, and that's why they got into the prison.
No, they were just saying, hey! Just in the cells, and everyone thought they were crazy, so they let them out.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Let's say that being in prison.
I wouldn't recommend that to everyone who's traveling and gets incarcerated. I don't think there's going to be places that's not going to work at all. But.
No, and I wouldn't want to be in prison in Brazil. I would much rather be in prison in Israel. Not that I want to go to prison at all, but you know, just putting that out there. But season two is like prison in Brazil, in this female prison. And I did a lot of research, but took some liberties. Like, for example, there are some guys in prison.
Sure.
And the reason I explained that is because the male prisons are overcrowded, so we put them in with the females.
Yeah, sure.
As you do. Yeah. Which could happen. I mean, it's kind of true in Brazil.
Fudge the lines a wee bit. So how did you go? I mean, you've seen immigration people before. You've seen airport workers before.
Yeah.
You've not been in prison before, Kura.
Yeah.
How are you able to...
Or has she?
Rotten past. A rotten past.
Yeah.
Oh, nominee. That's what she's saying in the line. So how'd you do? To delve into that side of the character?
Yeah, Kura. Well, she's already... Susie Boone's already a fish out of water kind of character anyway, so putting her in prison was pretty... she kind of acts like... She doesn't know. She's a bit different in terms of, like, you put her anywhere and she'll feel a bit uncomfortable and be like, wow, what's this going on? So
I kind of got the impression, when I remember seeing one of the early episodes and just getting the impression that she's just waiting for her ship to come in a wee bit. Maybe her expectations are a little off kilter. That's just what I've gleaned from it. But the second season's out. How do people watch it? How do you do that?
Well, they can go on TVNZ on demand.
They just can you just binge watch the whole thing, or are you going to eke it out?
Yeah,
you're going to
binge it.
That's
the way to do it, you know, and it's free. So you just have to sign up, and, you know, it's really easy. And then you watch all the episodes for free and, you know, watch everything from start to finish. Season two is great. And, she's a fish out of water kind of character. You know, she's very likable. And I think a lot of people love her because they really maybe identify with that kind of
Must be cool having you know, come up with the idea and seen it come to fruition.
I mean, I had a lot of great people working with me, like Tom co-wrote season one, and I have this writer Luis Mendiola who wrote season two. He's an American guy, and I just had great people working with me, so it was easy that way. I just came up with the idea and it's like, off you go.
So both seasons are on demand on TVZ on demand,
correct? Yeah. Season one and two. When you start the first episode, you might as well just watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thank you very much for coming in. All the very best with season two. And whatever future projects you crack into, be it season 3, 4, 5, and 6.
I hope so.
And good luck. The Adventures of Susie Boone on TVNZ On Demand on now. Now you can go watch it right this second if you want to.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.